Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we got 3 hours of blazing heat for you tonight. So keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you won't be sorry.
Not to.
As we usher in another weekend. And you heard him, my partner, jumping in, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard, on this funky flashback Friday? Yes. Alex will be digging deep in the crates and how was your day today? All good? I know you're ready after a long week, getting up early in the morning at the crack of dawn.
Yes.
How you feeling?
I'm good. Had a good show this morning on First Things First, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 4:30 Pacific, FS1. Yes, a.m. So I was up bright and early, took my nap, then got up and took care of some stuff around the house. So I am refreshed and ready. How about you? Did you do any teaching today?
No. Just an easy day. A little haircut, Chris. No real errands to run.
Little fade?
You know, just got to cut it down a little bit. I had an Afro wig growing, so we got to cut. And now this weekend is one of the rare weekends when yours truly's not going anywhere. And, Chris, I have zero on my plate either day. Like, zero.
Wow.
So I'm actually looking forward to it. Yeah, I need to just chill out. You know me. I'm always trying to do a million things. So good.
No, there are weekends like that where you just need time to relax. And I'm going to be doing some of that, too. I got a few things to do, but I will be relaxing for sure. So I'm looking forward to it as well. We got Plaxico Burress, Super Bowl champion, also co-host of the show Up on Game. That's right here on Fox Sports Radio. He'll join us in about 25 minutes. So keep it locked for that. We got DJ Alex Tyshirt back after a few days off. And some funky flashback Friday, as Rob said. He'll be dusty in those crates. And Ryan Bershinger in for super producer Rob G. So Ryan running things. And on the updates, our man, Steve DeSega. Rob, let's get right to it. Big day. Think a press conference that a lot of people were looking forward to seeing. I thought it was, you know, you just want to see kind of how the Browns, I'm talking about the Cleveland Browns introducing Deshaun Watson, their new quarterback. And you wanted to hear what they had to say, how they justified it, how they answered the questions, the hard questions that, of course, would come their way because he is being sued in civil law. 22 women are suing him in civil court for sexual misconduct harassment. So big press conference, Rob. You saw it. I saw it. What were your thoughts?
More so than anything, Chris, the owners of the Cleveland Browns, the Haslams.
Yes.
MIA. That's what bothered me from jump.
And his wife, I think Dee. I think her name is Dee.
Yeah.
But
Chris, MIA, missing in action. And I thought that was not good. I think a controversial move like this, a franchise-altering move, giving a guy, Chris, all guaranteed money, and even if it's just to be there to support Deshaun Watson, I think they needed to be there. I think they needed to face the press, face-to-face, and stay there as long as all the questions are answered or asked, you know, about the franchise and why they made this move and what they think and what they did to get to this point. That's all. And you know what? They might have stood there for an hour, Chris, and we still might not have gotten the same answers than we got on Zoom afterwards. But my point is...
Well, that's the thing. What they did, we should say that. They did hold a press conference on Zoom afterwards. Apparently, they are in Florida for the NFL owners' meetings, which begins Sunday. So they did answer questions on Zoom, but as Rob said, they were not present at the press conference.
Yeah, and I just think, you know, to leave the general manager there, you know, to be able to quote unquote Chris face the music, you know,
it would be like
having Deshaun Watson on Zoom. How many people would feel good about that if he was on Zoom and not in person?
Right.
That's all I'm saying. We might not have gotten anything different, but it just feels a little bit like I'm skating the issue. I don't want to face the music. I don't want to be there. And that's not how you should do it. If you're going to make a move like this and you feel good about it or whatever, there is a thing, Chris, a show of support. And you don't. It's not the same as being on Zoom. Would you agree? When your family and friends come, you're having a big thing, Chris, event, and they show up in mass to support you, it means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's more than that. I mean, look.
That's just why I'm just saying.
I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that they weren't there. Obviously, as I said, they did address it afterwards. But I agree with your point that the best scenario would have been for them to be there.
Yeah.
And I would imagine, I would think that the PR people that advised them, and you know they did, should have or maybe did tell them that. Because, look, and again, I'm not ripping them. But you can get to an owner's meeting. Come on. I mean, you're
Chris, it's Sunday.
Rich.
It's Sunday.
Right.
You got a private jet.
They could have flown out
right after the press conference.
Let's just keep it real. Yes. I mean, there's really – that's not an excuse.
Were they going to Mars?
Was it
an owner's meeting on Mars? I mean, you're right.
Absolutely.
Cleveland to Florida, I don't know, 3 hours, Chris? 3-hour flight?
I don't know what it is. When they didn't have to go to Cleveland Hopkins Airport and stand in line.
Right.
I mean, they got private. I'm sure they took a private jet. So
they'll wait. As soon as the press conference is over, we'll hop on the plane.
Absolutely.
And then head
Absolutely.
To Florida. And we'll be there Friday night, Saturday night. The owners' meeting is not till Sunday.
Right. No, so that's not an excuse. And I think, yes, it would have looked good. It would have been better to show support for Deshaun. So that is absolutely one reason they could have been there. And also, Rob, just to as you said, face the music, to answer the hard questions, especially, and granted, it's not her job to speak on behalf of the franchise, and, you know, maybe it would have just been Jim Haslam. But had he had his wife there as well, you know, and she probably isn't used to speaking in front of the press, so she didn't want to, you know, maybe answer any questions. I guess I get that. But I like I said, I'm not going to kill him, but I do think that the best scenario would have been that they would be there. Now, let's hear a few things that it was Andrew Berry, the general manager, Deshaun Watson, obviously the superstar quarterback, and Kevin Stefanski, the head coach, who were there. The press conference lasted about 40 minutes, and here are a few excerpts from what they said.
I know these allegations is very, very serious, but like I've mentioned before, I've never assaulted any woman. I never disrespected any woman. I was raised by a single parent mom. I was raised to be genuine. So I've always defended that, and I will continue to stand on that. I can't speak on what people's opinions are, but what I can continue to do is tell the truth. And for me, that's to continue to push forward and show people that who I really am. And I want to continue to open that up and be able to have people come to me and be able to talk to me about, you know, certain things. It's hard for me to say the counseling part because I don't have a problem. You know, I don't have an issue. That's what I've been saying from the beginning. So this situation is tough and is very difficult. But me as a having a problem going to counseling and things like that, I'm willing to talk to people about situations to make sure I'm not getting back in this.
I can't speak for everyone in the organization, Scott. That probably would be inappropriate, but we had a broad number of people, you know, men and women in the decision-making group, and we did feel comfortable with the trade and the transaction, you know, after the body of work that we were able to amass. I would tell you that we'll never fully be able to walk in the shoes of individuals who have been affected by sexual assault. And that is something that, you know, we thought about a lot as we went through this process, understanding, you know, what the reaction would be. And that's something that weighed heavily on me. And we empathize with that emotion. We empathize with that sentiment.
All right. That first voice you heard was, of course, that of Deshaun Watson. The second voice was Andrew Berry, the GM. Rob, I'll say this. I thought the Browns, I thought they handled themselves well. I thought Andrew Berry, the GM, did a good job. He gave an opening statement that really addressed a lot of the questions that he would be asked. And one of them, of course, is this. In their, quote-unquote, extensive investigation of Deshaun Watson, why didn't they contact Tony Busby, who's the lawyer for the women, and any of the women? And he said that they were told by their lawyers, the Browns, that if they spoke to Busby or any of the women, that they could be accused or charged with, you know,
tampering.
Something like getting involved in an investigation. You know what I mean? Like getting involved in an ongoing investigation that they, like you said, tampering, if that's the word you want to use. But being, you know,
like, yeah,
involved,
like,
in something,
yeah,
that they shouldn't be, which, look, I'm not a lawyer, but that does sound plausible beyond without question, you know, that if you do that. But I thought Deshaun, Andrew Berry, and Stefanski all handled themselves well. Look, this doesn't mean, I can't make any judgment on innocence or guilt based on that, because Deshaun handled himself well, and he looked, you know, solid, and he stuck to his story of, as you heard, I've never, you know, harassed or assaulted or disrespected a woman. But so he looked convincing. But Rob, we saw many of the women that spoke
looked convincing too.
So right. Yeah, you can't. He looked fine, but you can't make a judgment based on that.
And here's the other thing too. And it's not, again, not passing guilt or innocent or not guilty or any of that, Chris. But it's just the numbers.
Right.
That's the part. If you told me it was two or three women, and I don't know, they're trying to bilk them from some money, or there's a scam going on, Chris, it's just so hard pressed to look past 23 individuals and say they picked Deshaun Watson out of the lineup and decided he was going to be the guy. The guy who had a pristine image, right, prior to this, Chris?
Right.
Like what would be for them to have picked out Deshaun Watson? And if there was no contact between them, we would have dismissed the story, right?
Right, right.
There's nothing. He doesn't know them. Show me where he's contacted them. But we have all that. He has had contact with them. So it's not like, and I don't know, Chris, I didn't hear the entire press conference. You know, I heard sound, but
right.
I don't know. Did they ask, did you have a girlfriend at the time? Did she know what was going on?
Well, he does, and he did, but they, he was not asked that, though.
You know what I mean?
And then
the ultimate question is, why are all these women making up a story if none of this is true? Like, how do you?
He was asked something in that regard. He gave a solid, you know, but generic answer. I can't remember. It was something to the effect of, I was surprised by him, I'm not sure. And, you know, he handled it well, but it, you know, he didn't give
it. But you get my point.
It was, and I think what's always a red flag for people, Rob, and I'm, again, I don't know who's guilty or not.
As you said,
the numbers do make your eyebrows raise. It's 22.
It's not too many women.
It's 22.
It's just too
many.
Right.
That obviously, it's just human nature. And anybody that says that doesn't, you know, make them wonder, you just, I don't
they're
know.
Not,
if you're
they're
being
not
fully
being,
honest.
They're being disingenuous, Chris,
right.
Even with the Bill Cosby, we all grew up with Bill Cosby, right? Chris, we loved Bill Cosby as a kid. Everybody. And then the numbers, you heard the number 60?
Right.
It went up to 60 women.
Yeah, it's just hard. One against 22. And again, Deshaun handled himself fine. He does come off, and that was his reputation, Rob, as you said, is just a high character guy, and he came off like that today. But what I was going to say is the red flag, because he was asked by Mary Kay Cabot if he would, you know, undergo counseling or anything like that just to show, you know,
He said he doesn't have a problem.
That's when he said he doesn't have a problem. Now, to a lot of people, that's a red flag, right? Because what do they always say is that the first step to dealing with a problem is acknowledging that you have a problem. And that, in many cases, is true. And then in many cases, it's not. Like, if somebody accuses me of being a womanizer who cheats on my wife, and then
hello, is this
somebody,
on?
It's not true, but you know, if somebody comes, they accuse, I'm accused of that, and then people come to me and say, you know, ask me about it, and hey, you need to deal with this, and I say, look, I have not done these things. I don't have a problem in this area. Like, some people might say, oh, see, he won't acknowledge it. But no, it in that case, it's just true, right? So I do think we shouldn't always, when someone says, I don't have a problem in that area, I don't think the first jump should be to, oh, see, there it is. They're guilty. You know what I mean? Because sometimes people are falsely accused. I don't know that that's the case in this situation, but I'm just saying in some cases there are. Because, Rob, when you heard that little excerpt, isn't that the first thing that went to your mind? Like, oh, here he goes.
Yeah,
the 90s got a problem.
Only from the standpoint of, Why do you think, you know, like if there's no issue, and it might be a social media issue, Chris, you know what I mean? Like, there is something that got you off the football field, not playing for a year, and in Cleveland.
He wanted a trade before this even came out.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
Now, that's one thing I do think he should have been asked, like, why didn't you play last year? You and I have been beating the drum for
that. We're the only ones,
why didn't you
though?
Play this year? Yeah. Your last year. Yeah. So.
Okay.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Deshaun Watson spoke today. Really, Rob, first time. I didn't even think about it until just now. First time he's spoken since these allegations were made public. And I don't think I'm wrong on that. This is the first time we've seen him. So what were your thoughts on the press conference? If you didn't see it, you heard some of the excerpts. You heard our conversation. You're turned away in 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
When life throws you uh-ohs, just say, better get Mako.
Go to Mako.com for an online estimate today.
All right, it is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday, the sounds of MJ, Michael Jackson. We're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations across the nation, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done? Just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Quickly, we can get to a couple of calls about Deshaun Watson and today's press conference.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? Glad to talk to you this Friday.
What's up, Marty?
I'm just going to tell you how I feel, and I want you to hear me out. I am in the middle. I'm not ready to you get on the internet and you see people, they've made their mind up. Most people, they're saying guilty or they're saying innocent, and and they're 100%. And I'm in the middle. I can't say guilty or innocent because I know there's 22 women, but I just feel like that the timing of the situation with the problems he was having with McNair, I just feel like that McNair is a man with enough power. There's locker room talk.
Marty, let me say this. I think you're way over-examining to believe that someone's going to coerce 20-some-odd women to make up a fake story because they didn't want to trade him or to soil his name.
You're entitled to that opinion.
Yeah, I just think that's far-fetched to me.
Okay. I do, but I can't say innocent or guilty. Can you, Rob?
I agree with you on that. Do I think McNair brought up and created this huge conspiracy? I'm not going that far.
Right.
But I believe you, and I agree with you, Marty, in that I'm not ready to say, oh, this dude definitely did it. And I'm not ready to say, oh, he didn't do it. And they're lying and trying to, trap him. So I don't know. And we may never know, to be honest. You hope the truth comes out. Right.
But the conspiracy, Chris, that the owner, put together these women to do this, that's just too much for me. All right, let's squeeze in one more real quick.
That's a heck of a risk he'd be taking.
Yes, Chris, big time. You could lose the franchise if they find that out.
Yeah.
Lee in Alabama, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Lee?
How's it going, boys?
Great.
What's up, man?
I want to try to be fast. Can you all hear me?
Yes. Yep, we got you.
Okay. Some of what Marty was saying, I kind of do feel the way, too. But some of the things that Rob said, I'm a Browns fan, and I like Deshaun Watson. I'm glad we got him. But that 22 is hard to ignore. It's not just the 22. It's really the 40 because you remember he had 20 women that said that he was good. So, it's a little hard to ignore that, but again, he was exonerated twice, and so I just think I just think it's kind of hard. And I thought the Haslams actually did a pretty good job when it came to the post-conference average. Those journalists did a really good job at questioning them, you know, and they answered some tough questions. So I thought those questions were pretty nice. And in regards to something that you said, Chris, earlier about the treatment, he did say he did say something in regards to, like, doing stuff in the actual
– Yeah,
in
the community and stuff, yeah. Yes, and yeah, with women and all that. He just addressed – I was talking specifically about quote unquote counseling. And again, if I didn't do anything and I don't have an issue in an area, then I don't need to go get counseling for it. So I get where he's coming from, but I'm just saying if indeed that is the case. So, all right, it's the Aka. We got Plaxico Burress joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
We welcome in a Super Bowl champion, our Fox Sports Radio colleague. He's the co-host of Up On Game, doing a great job with that. Plaxico Burress, what's up, man?
What's up, Plax?
Hey, what's going on, fella? How you guys feeling, man?
Doing good. Good, brother. It's great to have you on, man. And let's get right to it. There's a lot going on. The NFL, man, is like the NBA now all of a sudden. All these offseason moves?
Man, it's really been crazy, man, with all the bunch of trades going on. I can't remember. Like Deshaun Watson and Tyreek Hill, it takes me back to basically when Herschel Walker got traded to the Minnesota Vikings.
Right, for a million right, people. Yep.
Hey, some of these organizations are really going to build teams off of making these trades. And listen, this is not the last time it's going to happen.
The future
going forward, this is what teams are going to start doing. You look at Kansas City, they basically had Tyreek Hill in the last year of his contract, knowing that, you know, he just saw the contract that Devontae Adams just received.
Right.
So he was looking at those kind of numbers. So Kansas City is saying to this, but listen, he's going to be going next year. Let's just try to get some value for him now. And I think that's going to be the approach, you know, for a lot of these organizations with big-time players coming up on contracts. And I think what's been happening is if you look at all the teams that are making these trades, these elite quarterbacks, they're still on rookie contracts. So you're going to see a lot of big-time players move on, even if the organization wants to hold on to them. You look at, you know, what Aaron Rodgers and his salary and Patrick Mahomes, it doesn't allow – guys like Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill to a man with a team, though. So this is not the first time you're going to see this.
Right. What? Go ahead, Rob.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say Tyreek Hill, that's obviously the latest big trade. Look, we know his speed can't be replaced, but they obviously have some pretty good receivers, Mecole Hardman, Juju Smith-Schuster. They just signed Marquez Valdes-Scantling. How much do you think that's going to impact, and I mean in terms of like really falling off or not falling off at all, Patrick Mahomes?
Man, listen, I think of all the trades that have happened over the last week or so, I believe that Tyreek Hill is going to be one of those trades that is more glaring than anyone. But, first of all, schematically, these teams they're going to get out of these two high shell safeties now. And now they're going to be able to create more pressure on Patrick Mahomes, and they're going to be able to blitz him a little more. You just mentioned Juju Smith-Schuster. They signed him to a one-year deal. And we have seen since the absence of Antonio Brown that he's not a legit alpha number one wide receiver. You re-sign Josh Gordon and you have Hartman. But I think this trade right here will be more glaring to any other team because – they are going to be able to get the Patrick Mahomes, even though he has a great offensive line. You look at the Denver Broncos adding Randy Gregory. You look at the Arizona Cardinals getting Chandler Jones. So these teams know that they're going to have to be able to keep pressure on these quarterbacks, these great quarterbacks.
Send him
in this division.
To the Raiders, right. Jones to the Raiders, right.
Yeah, to the Raiders. But now when you lose a guy like Patrick, Tyreek Hill, he can no longer run through the zone on those single high safeties. So now you're going to get a lot more single high defense from other teams, blitzing Patrick Mahomes and getting that pressure. But when you have a good offensive line, you can have certain aspects of your offense because now you can get some protection. You know, you don't have to have a Tyreek Hill, so you want to bolster your offensive line and be able to give Patrick Mahomes much security as he needs because, you know, now, a few years ago, he was just that guy that was throwing a long ball. So right. Now they have enough faith in him to get through the reads, make the right decisions, and I think they're still going to have success. But as far as the big plays are concerned, it's going to be a dramatic drop-off in Kansas City.
Plaxico, let's ask you about Deshaun Watson, what he's been through the last year plus. You obviously had your own, one of the, I call, travesties of justice. You went to jail for a gun that wasn't registered in New York but was registered in Florida, or I believe where you were from. It was a mess, and you wind up doing time for it. Watching his scenario play out and, you know, where he is, just give me some thoughts on you know, him surviving this and being rewarded with a, you know, fully guaranteed contract and still being able to play. Just your thoughts on how this has played out for him.
Man, you know, I watched his press conference today, and I really wanted to see, you know, his delivery and his demeanor to how he was going to be received and how he was going to – what answers he was going to get to those answers that the reporters were asking him. I thought he handled himself very well. He was very candid in his response. But for him mentally, you know, going back to my situation, just being able to breathe and get all that weight off of your shoulders and get back to normal life, get back to your family, get back to playing football and get back to doing the things you love, I think that is going to be the best rehabilitation for him. Just like he said, you know, he's in a position now to where he's going to have to gain everybody's confidence, you know, show people the kind of person that he really is, get back into the community because he was doing a lot of those things in Houston. It's not going to change the person that he is. But we're just looking at him going forward, how he's going to embrace this new opportunity. Like, because I said last week, a lot of people aren't happy with him going to the Cleveland Browns and receiving the largest, you know, guaranteed contract in NFL history. But if he can get back to the way that he was playing football 2 years ago, throwing for 48 yards and leading the NFL in passing, I think he'll be just fine. But, you know, the Cleveland Browns really did themselves one, you know, putting their neck on the line for him. I think he's going to deliver. And you know what? He'll give a little bit more job security to Kevin Stefanski.
Right. Well, Plax, we got about 30 to 45 seconds for your answer. If you were back on the Steelers as a receiver, would you want Mitchell Trubisky or Baker Mayfield as your quarterback?
And don't say neither.
And those are my best two options?
Yes, hey, that's why
I know.
Said it.
I know it ain't.
That's
it ain't
why
great.
I said don't say
it
neither.
It ain't great, wow. But that's what you got to work with, all right?
Come on, man. Y'all put – oh, you know what? At least I know Baker can throw the football, okay? You know, he doesn't make the best decisions at times, but I know that if I run down the sideline 30, 40 yards, man, he can put the ball up in the air and I can go up and make a play. I don't think I've ever seen Mitch Trubisky throw the ball over 40 or 50 yards.
See, I agree with you. I'm with you on that.
I would take Baker any day.
I mean, I guess if he's released, they'll make their run at him, but I'm with you there, Plax. All right, that's our man, Plaxico Burress. Check him out right here on Fox Sports Radio on Up On Game. It's Saturdays, 12 p.m. Eastern time, 12 noon to 2 Eastern. Of course, that's 9 to 11 Pacific. Right, Plaxico Burress, great job, brother. We appreciate you.
You guys be
it. All right. Yep. Shekel City is next. And Tom Brady, could he be on the move?
Wow.
Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The uh-ohs are out there. Scratches, dents, unexpected natural events. But with Mako and their magic, your car is no longer tragic. So when life throws you uh-ohs, just say,
better get Mako.
And go to Mako.com to book your appointment today.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, and check this out. Everybody's got a credit card, just about. And when you have a credit card, sometimes you have questions. And when you have questions, you want real people. Folks that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover Card offers helpful U.S.-based representatives who are available 24/7, 365. Discover, exceptionally common sense. It's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesars, and I know everybody's saying, how come your graphics for Shekel City suck currently and they look terrible and it's just my writing, Chris, on Twitter? That's because Elijah's on vacation, okay, and he does the graphics. So until he gets back on April 1st, you got to deal with me, so I'm letting you
what
know
What was
that.
Your record last night?
1-2 last night, Chris.
Wow. You live in the 1-2 zone.
I know. 1-2 is not good. We're trying to get
that's
better.
That's your new nickname, 1-2.
1-2? 1-2? Yeah, that's a 1-2 pitch to Parker. Swing and a miss. They got him. All right. Yeah, it's hard to hit 1-2, Chris. You know that.
Yes.
All right, tonight, I got a couple college games, Chris. I got Purdue -12.5 St. Peter's. You got a score for me. Where are we now, Chris?
You're taking Purdue with the 12.5?
Yep, -12.5.
You ain't looking good right now. It's 27 off.
Really? St. Peter's still
St.
hanging
Peter's
in the first
St. Peter's came to ball,
half.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if they can hold on, but
you know what I mean. Right, you never know. Yeah, okay.
I would like to see. I mean, obviously, you bet on Purdue, so you Purdue, want them. Right. But wouldn't you like to see this, Rob?
Well, it would be something like for a school with 3,500 to be able to beat all
incredible.
These big schools.
Yeah.
And it was my best bet. I also, Chris, have Providence, but they're playing Kansas, right? Is it Kansas tonight?
Kansas up 13-6.
Yeah, and I'm taking Providence +7.5. I'm expecting Kansas to win the game to be close, Chris. I'll take Providence +0.75. And tonight, the Knicks are in Miami to take on the Heat. I'm going to take the Heat -8, take it on the New York Knickerbockers in that game. So here we go, Shekel City for your Friday. Purdue -12.5, Providence +7.5. And the Heat -8 over the Knicks. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
That last part's the most important thing you said.
It sure is.
I'm not telling you who to bet on. Y'all remember that. Now, Rob, all right, you knew it was coming. What, a day after Tyreek Hill's traded? Tom Brady to Miami rumors have started. And I guess the guy that was saying it was early in on Brady going to Tampa. So that's why people gave it a little bit of credence, but sources.
But they came down swift today.
Have come down and, yeah, said it's not true. Come on. Some of the Buccaneers went back to Tampa Bay because of Brady. You know what I mean?
What does Miami have left, Chris, after the draft? Right, after
right,
what they just gave up.
Exactly. Because you know Tampa would want a haul.
Right. But they just gave up everything.
Absolutely.
To Kansas City. So you show me they got five more picks or Tampa's right. Going to want at least a couple of number ones and a three. I mean,
no
I just – they don't have it.
It don't even make sense for Tampa because they're built around Brady to win now. Whether they win the Super Bowl or not, do you think they're the favorite in the NFC or not?
Right.
They're not built for the future. They're built for now. And so for them to get picks or even if they got players, those would be players that would make Brady not, you know, those players gone, he might not want to be in Miami.
Doesn't make sense. Right.
Yeah, so it's just foolishness. But here's another, you know, obviously a lot of stuff out there. Jason Light, the GM for the Buccaneers, was asked if he would be interested in bringing in Baker Mayfield as a backup for Tom Brady. Rob, he kind of avoided it, said he didn't want to talk about other teams' players, but that they're looking at everything. I don't think that would happen, but I've been tough on Baker. I thought his tweet of surrender was immature and all that, you know, when he said bye Cleveland, all that. So I've been tough on him. I'm not giving him a lot of excuses for not playing well this season, even though I understand he was banged up. But he's a starter in this league, Rob, at least so far. Like, he is not yet proven. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't had 2-3 straight bad years where you're like, you know what? He just doesn't have it. He's a bust. He hasn't proven that yet. I think he's still a starter in this league at this point. But if you have to take the backup role, then Marcus Mariota, a former number two pick, took the backup role to Derek Carr. Trubisky's been a backup. Who's the other guy I'm thinking? Jameis Winston backed up Drew Brees. And now all three of those guys are penciled in as starters again. So that's a route. If you got to go that route, I don't think there's anybody better to learn under than Brady. But I hope he gets a starting shot somewhere before he has to go that route, Rob.
No doubt. He should get a chance. I'm with you. He's a starting quarterback.
All right, we got 2 hours left. The Odd Couple, you know what to do. Lock it!
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa. Everywhere you want to be.